Your chance at $1,000. Sounds like that on Power 100 when we play Pick the Roof at 8. It is your Power Breakfast with Archie and Donnie. You've seen the news on Monday about Uber getting slapped, having to cough up $270 million in a lawsuit. We thought, let's break this down and ask somebody who actually knows a little bit more about this and what they did wrong.
Yeah, because we simply do not have that expertise.
No. Joining us now, Elise Margot. She's a commercial lawyer and the principal of Legally Speaking. Elise, good morning. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Good morning, Archie and Danny.
How is it possible to get fined for simply operating a business? I guess we're being a bit naive about the whole situation, but has Uber really done much more than just come into a market with a new idea?
So there are a number of issues to consider. Firstly, it's fine to come into a market with a good idea as long as you do so in a legal manner. So firstly, and secondly, they weren't slapped with a fine for this. This was actually a settlement where taxi drivers had sued Uber under class action in 2019 for damages that they claimed they had suffered as a result of Uber operating illegally in Australia. And then what happened is the matter was about to go to court and they reached a settlement with Uber.
So when you say they were operating illegally, Elise, does that mean, is that the government's responsibility to ensure that they weren't operating through a loophole?
Well, that's a very interesting discussion because on the one hand, there is an allegation they were operating illegally, and if they were, there are legal avenues that the government can take to stop people acting illegally, whether that is to fine them in business, if it was an individual and it's criminal, you can arrest them and take them to court for that, and someone can end up in jail. But there is another avenue for individuals who suffer damages. So, for example, I'll take an easy example. If someone is driving down the street on the wrong way, right? What happens is, of course, the police could arrest that person and say you weren't obeying the law. But if someone was injured as a result of that action, they could also claim civilly damages for any injuries that they had suffered as a result of that unlawful action.
Right, okay.
So that's what the taxi drivers did. So they brought a class action. I think there were about 6,000 people in the class. And they said, we are alleging that you were acting unlawfully and illegally, and therefore you caused us damage because you came into the market, you took away our livelihood while you were acting illegally, and we suffered damages as a result, and we're coming against you because someone who did that should have foreseen the damages we would have suffered.
So, Elise, let's just use another hypothetical. What would stop, I don't know, let's say Maya or David Jones going up against Amazon saying, you guys have stolen all of our customers, you've created a disruption in our market, everyone's shopping online, we're going to sue you for loss of income because you disrupted our market. What's the difference?
The big difference here is the allegation of illegality. So in Australia, competition is allowed. So to explain it in a better way, at the time that Uber came into the market, they said this is a ride share. Basically, if I'm going in one direction, I can pick up someone who's going in the same direction and I can take them there.
Yeah.
But really what they were doing was operating a form of taxi business in a different model, using IT, using a great app, and it was for money. So at that time in Australia, in order to operate a taxi, you had to have a license to actually own the taxi, which was worth a fortune of money. They had to pay a lot of money for that, and each driver had to be accredited. So Uber tried to say, well, that doesn't really exist because you're sharing a ride with me, right? We don't need accreditation. We don't need anything. You're just using your own car. There's nothing about this. And the point of that was considered illegal, and there was a preliminary judgment where the judge actually said there's reasonable grounds to believe that was illegal. And so that's where the taxi drivers came in. But in the case of Amazon, there's nothing illegal about selling goods online, right? There's nothing illegal about delivery same day, all those kind of things. That's perfectly legal.
I think the biggest crime here is they took the Minties and bottles of water out of the Ubers a couple of years ago. I think that's, I don't know why, I'd like to be in a class action about that personally. If anyone, if you're starting one up, I'm signing up.
Yeah, it does sound crazy, doesn't it? And of course, we're all the beneficiaries for what happened with Uber, right?
Yeah.
Except we've lost the Minties and the water.
Well, Elise, I think you've helped explain to a lot of people. You've broken down how this settlement works and why it's come about. And I think there'll be a lot of taxi drivers who are pretty pleased about this. Yep. So thanks so much for breaking it down for us. Principal of Legally Speaking, commercial lawyer, Elise Margot. Thank you so much for breaking it down for us this morning here on The Power Breakfast.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. It's the radio show.